Chapter 3. Life according to the word of Jehovah. Neither add nor diminish. You shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish it, that you may keep the commandments of Jehovah, your Elohim, which I command you. Whatever I command you, be watchful to do it. You shall not add to it or diminish it. Add not to his words, lest he reprove you, and you be found a liar. So be very courageous and steadfast to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, Torah, turning not aside from it to the right hand or the left. Don't think that I have come to abolish the Torah or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill, show as it is needed to be done. Yes, indeed, I tell you that until heaven and earth pass away, not so much as a yud or a stroke will pass from the Torah, not until everything that must happen has happened. For there are many, especially from the circumcision faction, who are rebellious, who delude people's minds with their worthless and misleading talk. This is true especially of those of the circumcision party, who have come over from Judaism. They've got to be shut up. Their mouths must be stopped. They're disrupting entire families with their teaching for the sake of dishonest gain. Therefore, rebuke them, misleading talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision party who have come over from Judaism. Sharply, deal sternly, even severely with them, who have followed this false teaching, so that they will come to be sound in their trust and no longer pay attention to Judaistic myths and fables or to rules, made up rules, by mere men who reject and turn their backs on the truth, Torah. Acquiring wisdom, understanding, and power in commandments. Therefore, observe them, statutes, ordinances, judgments, Torah, and follow them. For then all peoples will see you as having wisdom and understanding. When they hear of all these laws, they will say, "This great nation is surely a wise and understanding people." For what great nation is there that has Jehovah as close to them as Jehovah our Elohim is, whenever we call on him? What great nation is there that has laws and rulings as just as this entire Torah, which I am setting before you today? But if you will indeed listen to and obey his voice in all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. More to be desired are they than gold, even than much fine gold. They are sweeter also than honey and drippings from the honeycomb. Moreover, by them, commandments, precepts, Torah, is your servant warned, reminded, illuminated, and instructed. And in keeping them there is great reward. After the queen of Sheba, had seen all Solomon's wisdom, the palace he had built, the food at his table, the manner of seating his officials, the manner in which his staff served him, how they were dressed, his personal servants, and his burnt offering, which he offered in the house of Jehovah. Thy commandments make me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than mine elders, because I have kept thy precepts. The Torah of Jehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Jehovah is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of Jehovah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Jehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. For the commandment is a lamp, Torah is light, and reproofs that discipline are the way to life. My son, if you will receive my words and store my commands inside you, paying attention to wisdom, inclining your mind toward understanding, yes, if you will call for insight and raise your voice for discernment, if you seek it as you would silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of Jehovah and find knowledge of Elohim. And how from your childhood you have had a knowledge of and been acquainted with the holy writings, scriptures, which are able to instruct you and which can give you the wisdom that leads to deliverance through trusting in Yeshua, the Messiah. Every holy scripture is breathed by Jehovah, given by His inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, in conformity to Jehovah, will and thought, purpose and action, so that the man of Jehovah may be complete and proficient, well fitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Learn the commandments. Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them. Take care to obey them. Therefore, go and make people from all nations into disciples, immersing them into the reality of the Father, the Son, and the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Then Yeshua said, "The scribes and Pharisees sit on Moses' seat of authority. So whatever they tell you, read you. Take care to do it. But don't do what they do, because they talk, but don't act." Preserve, keep the commandments. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of Jehovah, your Elohim, to walk in His ways, and to fear Him. Oh, how I wish their hearts would stay like this always, that they would fear me and obey all my commandments, so that it would go well with them and their children forever. But he, Yeshua, said, "Far more blessed are those who hear the word of Jehovah and obey it." Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward Jehovah, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, Torah, which is able to save your souls. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works, commandments? Can faith save him? There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah, of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before Jehovah, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of Jehovah blameless. Therefore, you are to be careful to do as Jehovah, your Elohim, has ordered you. You are not to deviate either to the right or the left. You are to follow the entire way which Jehovah, your Elohim, has ordered you, so that you will live. Things will go well with you, and you will live long in the land you are about to possess. Only be strong and very bold in taking care to follow all the Torah, which Moshe, my servant, ordered you to follow. Do not turn from it either to the right or to the left. Then you will succeed wherever you go. Live on this earth according to the commands. You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am Jehovah, your Elohim. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am Jehovah. But the law has nothing to do with faith, which leads to justification. Legalism is not based on trusting and being faithful, but on a misuse of the text that says, anyone who does these things will attain life through them. Do not act as Gentiles. You are not to engage in the activities found in the land of Egypt, where you used to live, and you are not to engage in the activities found in the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you, nor are you to live by their laws. You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am Jehovah, your Elohim. And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation, which I am casting out before you. For they commit all these things, and therefore I abhor them. They angered him also at the waters of Meribah, and it went ill with Moses because of them. For they embittered his spirit, and he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples, as Jehovah commanded them, but they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works, so that he can no longer spend the rest of his natural life living by his human appetites and desires, but he lives for what Jehovah wills. Therefore, do not be partakers with them, sons of rebellion or disobedience. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in Jehovah. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to Jehovah. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. In other words, do not let yourselves be conformed to the standards of this world, your culture, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs. Instead, keep letting yourselves be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Jehovah. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So keep my charge. Do not practice any of these abominable customs, which were practiced before you, and defile yourselves by them. I am Jehovah, your Elohim. But now you do know Elohim, and, more than that, you are known by Elohim. So how is it that you turn back again to those weak and miserable elemental spirits, beggarly and worthless elementary things? Do you want to enslave yourselves to them once more? You observe special days, months, seasons, and years. I fear for you that my work among you has been wasted. Do not defile yourselves with any of these things, abominable customs which were done before you. For by all these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. For the land is defiled. Therefore I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any stranger who dwells among you. For all these abominations the men of the land have done, who were before you, and thus the land is defiled. Lest the land vomit you out also when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you. For whoever commits any of these abominations, the persons who commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. Not everyone who says to me, "My master, my master," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, "My master, my master, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Do not forget, remember, the commandments of Jehovah. Beware that you do not forget Jehovah, your Elohim, by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. Beware, lest you forget Jehovah, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. The way we can be sure we know him is if we are obeying his commands. Anyone who says, "I know him," but isn't obeying his commands is a liar. The truth is not in him. Everyone who goes ahead and does not remain true to what the Messiah has taught, the teaching or Torah of Messiah, does not have Jehovah. Those who remain true to his teaching, Torah, have both the Father and the Son. They claim to know Jehovah, but with their actions they deny him. They are detestable and disobedient. They have proved themselves unfit to do anything good. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Make sure you don't become so full of yourself and your things that you forget Jehovah, your Elohim, Jehovah, who delivered you from Egyptian slavery, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness, in which were fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty land where there was no water. Who brought water for you out of the flinty rock? Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you, to do you good in the end? If you start thinking to yourselves, "I did all this, and all by myself. I'm rich. It's all mine." Well, think again. Remember that Jehovah, your Elohim, gave you the strength to produce all this wealth so as to confirm the covenant that he promised to your ancestors as it is today. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget Jehovah, your Elohim, and follow other gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which Jehovah destroys before you, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of Jehovah, your Elohim. Remember, do not forget how you provoked Jehovah, your Elohim, to wrath in the wilderness. From the day that you departed from the land of Egypt until you came to this place, you have been rebellious against Jehovah. Shall we thus provoke Jehovah to jealousy and anger and indignation? Are we stronger than he, that we should defy him? Do not listen to the false prophet. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which Jehovah has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of Jehovah, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which Jehovah has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Beloved, do not put faith in every spirit, but prove, test the spirits to discover whether they proceed from Jehovah. For many false prophets have gone forth into the world. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. Therefore, thus says Jehovah, concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, whom I did not send, and who say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine, those prophets shall be consumed. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Messiah who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Listen to the prophet. Jehovah, your Elohim, will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear, according to all you desired of Jehovah, your Elohim, in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Jehovah, your Elohim, nor let me see this great fire any more, lest I die. And Jehovah said to me, what they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the peoples, a prince and commander to the peoples. And I have put my words in your mouth, and have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may fix the new heavens as a tabernacle, and lay the foundations of a new earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. 6 days later, Yeshua took Kepha, Peter, Yaakov, and his brother Yochanan, and led them up a high mountain privately. As they watched, he began to change form. His face shone like the sun, and his clothing became as white as light. Then they looked and saw Moshe and Eliyahu speaking with him. Kepha said to Yeshua, it's good that we're here, Jehovah. I'll put up 3 shelters if you want, one for you, one for Moshe, and one for Eliyahu. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. The woman said to him, oh, so you're a prophet. You keep examining the Tanakh, scriptures, because you think that in it you have eternal life. Those very scriptures bear witness to me. Those who reject me and don't accept what I say have a judge. The word which I have spoken will judge them on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own initiative, but the Father who sent me has given me a command, namely, what to say and how to say it. And I know that his command is eternal life. So what I say is simply what the Father has told me to say. Kepha, or Peter's speech. For Moses truly said to the fathers, Jehovah, your Elohim, will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Stephen's speech. This is that Moses who said to the children of Israel, Jehovah, your Elohim, will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear.